world leaders have gathered in Munich for the annual security conference, the first major transatlantic meeting since President Donald Trump threatened to take control of Greenland, a move widely condemned by European allies. Our Europe editor reports that the impact of those remarks on long-term US-European relations will be under close scrutiny. The United States is represented this year by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, seen as a more conciliatory figure than Vice President J.D. Vance. President Trump has revoked a 2009 legal finding that greenhouse gases pose a threat to public health. The decision effectively removes federal limits on carbon dioxide emissions. Mr. Trump said it would end what he called heavy-handed climate policies and reduce car prices. Former President Barack Obama warned the move could harm public health and environmental safety. The UK government is consulting on plans to ban vaping and smoking in cars carrying children, in playgrounds, and outside schools in England. The proposals would also extend smoke-free zones outside hospitals. The Department of Health says the aim is clear: to better protect children from secondhand smoke. Plans are underway to create the first official bathing area on the River Thames in London, at Teddington, near Kingston. The site is one of 13 new proposed swimming areas across England, currently under consultation. The chair of the Commons Health Select Committee, Leila Moran, has called on the medicines regulator to review warnings about drugs linked to impulsive behaviours. A BBC investigation found some treatments for conditions such as Parkinson's may trigger compulsive gambling or sexual behavior in rare cases. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says it has no plans to change existing guidance. Team GB is hoping to secure its first medal at the Winter Olympics in Italy today. British athletes are among the favorites in the men's skeleton event. Norway currently tops the medal table. In Egypt, archaeologists have discovered a sandstone shelter containing rock art dating back 10,000 years. The 100-meter-long site features paintings of animals, symbols, and daily life, and has been described as a natural, open-air museum of exceptional historical value. In Manchester tonight, cloudy, with light showers, temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Le saviez-vous? Faire des erreurs est l'une des meilleures façons d'apprendre une langue. Oui, tu as bien entendu. Beaucoup de personnes attendent de parler parfaitement avant d'oser s'exprimer. Résultat, elles n'osent jamais vraiment. Mais le cerveau apprend grâce aux erreurs. Chaque fois que tu te trompes, ton cerveau ajuste, corrige et retient mieux. Regarde les enfants, ils font des erreurs tous les jours et pourtant, ils apprennent vite. Pourquoi ? Parce qu'ils n'ont pas peur du jugement. Astuce simple, quand tu apprends une langue, parle, même si ce n'est pas parfait. Corrige-toi, mais continue. La perfection bloque, l'action fait progresser. Conclusion, si tu veux apprendre plus vite, autorise-toi à te tromper. C'était Le saviez-vous ? À très bientôt pour une nouvelle astuce.